masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. The listeners, we have been discussing about the duties of waiters of Imam Mahdi, ajallaha ta'ala faraja, in which we categorized some of the most important duties. Dr. Alavi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. Thank you for once again accepting the invitation.
Thanks for inviting me to this show. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
Same here. It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. I would want you to expand this point, grief for being distant from Imam.
We have been talking about the duties of the waiters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and we said that one of our duties is to be in a state of grief, to be far from the Imam alayhi salam.
For being far from
Imam. Yeah, for being far from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And we said that, okay, it might be said that where from are we taking and we are extracting such duties of waiters of the Imam? It has been mentioned that it has been taken from a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where a person or one of the companions of Imam referred to him, to the Imam, under the name of a certain Sudair Sayrafi. Referred to Imam, he wanted to meet Imam alayhi salam, and he saw that Imam was on the earth, on piece of soil on the earth, and he was crying constantly, and he was in a state of grief and wiping like a person who has recently lost one of his children.
Oh,
grief and sorrow was actually seen on all the, let's say, face of this noble Imam, and his eyes were full of tears.
Oh.
And he was saying that, Imam alayhi salam was saying that, Sayyidi, ghaybatuka nafat ruqadi, wa dayyqat alayya mihadi, wa abtazat minni rahat fuadi, Sayyidi, ghaybatuka awsalat musabi bifaja'i al-abad. And he was saying that, oh my Lord, oh my Master, your occultation, your absence is like a catastrophe on me, and is going to connect me to everlasting tragedies. When we see the action of an Imam, an infallible Imam, it is sort of lesser hujja and proof for us. Because how do we take our Islam? How do we actually understand our Islam? From Al-Quran, from Sunnah, and Sunnah of the Prophet and the Imams. And this is the Sunnah. From this, we are learning that we have to actually keep this state of, grief while we are far from Imam. And as you said beautifully and rightly in our earlier sessions, and the kind of duties that have been asked from us, most of them need no action.
Need no action.
Be somewhere, even at our home, to be waiting and to have sort of feeling and love and affection towards Imam. Without any efforts, as you say rightly. And then to remember him, to love him, to be in a state of grief while we are far from him. So these duties, they are actually leading us to a sort of, let's say, self-building. And this is, again, one of the ways that revives the heart of a person. As we have heard and we have said earlier, hearts of the people are inclined toward the Imam alayhi salam.
Most of the times, we want to share secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And when we share secrets with the people of this world, our secrets go, they no more remain secrets.
Yeah.
And we are so much hurt when we hear that from this and that person. Everyone has secrets. Everyone wants to talk his heart. But I don't think that people or the people of this world, even if it's your partner, can understand you all the time. There are certain things you want someone to know without talking to. So if those things are being told to Imam while you're on your prayer mat, and if we said the relation is bilateral, definitely the Imam is going to pray for you.
That you can ask
Imam for help. Like, Imam, maybe I'm a sinner and all. You can pray for me too, so that I get some peace in my heart.
Very true. Very true.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Let's move to the next duty of a person that is a waiter of the Imam alayhi salam, is to pray for the arrival and advent of Imam. To pray. This is again among those duties that again needs no effort, needs no action. So just we need to perform and to do some prayers for the arrival of Imam. To save the humanity from the perishing time of occultation, that the whole humanity is under pressure of injustice. So from this important point, we can drive many other good points here.
Yeah.
We have in hadith here that Imam himself says, أَكْثِرُ الدَّعَى بِتَعَجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ. Try a lot for the prayers of arrival and advent and the reappearance of Imam alayhi salam. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ فَرَجُكُمْ. Because in this is your salvation, because in this is your release and relief. So if the relief of us has been put in this, so why should we have any other supplication and dua? So whatever we do, whatever we perform, whatever we pray, you need to make it for the advent and, let's say, release of Imam.
Imam.
You know why? Because our faraj, I mean, when there is a lock in every aspect of our affairs, this is the word of Imam that says that in it is your faraj, your openings, your release, your relief. So let's pray for the relief of Imam, then my relief and my locks will be opened by that. We have a problem in our family. We have an issue. So let's pray for the arrival of Imam. Because what? In this is our faraj.
Yeah.
You see, even the faraj for our personal issues, even social affairs.
Personal, economic, has been, any kind of issues. Yeah.
Has been put in the faraj of Imam.
In the faraj of Imam. True.
You see? So it's better to pray for Imam in every aspect and moment of our life.
Exactly.
You see? If we have a personal issue, if we have, let's say, social, if we have a family issue, if we have a problem, if we are in need of something, if we want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, Allah ma'ajalla wa alika al-faraj. Hasten the repentance of Imam alayhi salam. You see? So it's a sort of, let's say, remedy for all the diseases.
For all the diseases, true. Yeah. So truly said. Like we have, most of the people pray to resolve their economic issues. Mm-hmm. Most of the people pray to get justice, to see justice both in families and in society. And once we know that, once the Imam is going to come, economically there's going to be balance, socially there's going to be balance, justification is going to be filled, like the world is going to be filled with justice as it's filled with injustice before him. Yes, so one of the best of the du'as at that time is Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam.
Let me add this beautiful point from one of the scholars of Akhlaq here in Qom. Once he was asked that, why in all of your prayers in your salat, you just say Allahumma ajjal waliyyika al-faraj, and you pray something for the arrival and, let's say, for the hastening the arrival and advent of Imam alayhi salam. He said, I know no other prayer, because even for my own personal affairs, this is the prayer that I have to do.
True.
You see? So whatever we know, whatever problem we have will be resolved through these prayers.
Through this prayer.
Let me recite another hadith from Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam about the same issue, that I said that this is a duty of the waiters of the Imam to pray a lot for the arrival and advent of Imam. Imam alayhi salam says, وَاللَّهِ لَيَغِيبَنَّ غَيْبَةً لَا يَنْجُو فِيهَا مِنَ الْهَلَكَةِ إِلَّا مَنْ ثَبَّتَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ على القول بإمامته وفقه فيها للدعاء بتعجيل فرجه. Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam swears by God, and he says that by God, that he will, by Allah, he will have a heavy occultation.
True.
And in that occultation, no one will be saved except the ones who believed in his imamate, believed in his imamate, actually accepted his imamate. And those, adds this group of people again, those who prayed for his reappearance, those who made any dua and many supplication for the, his reappearance. So all the other people will be the ones who will be in loss, except these two groups, those who accepted his wilaya and his imamate, and those who prayed for the reappearance
of the imam.
You see what a great duty that we have. And this is what Imam Hassan al-Askari defines for us as a duty. Imam, we take our understanding, we take our Islam from the behavior and the, let's say, the teachings of Imam. You see?
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, O Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
What kind of prayers we need to actually to perform for the arrival of Imam? What kind of du'as are good to be known and are good to be recited for the Imam alayhi salam? It has been mentioned in Manhaj al-Arifin that it is mustahab, it's recommended that after Salat al-Subh, Salat al-Fajr, that is morning prayer.
After the morning prayers.
Prayer. To say 100 times, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal faraja. This is one of the du'a
al-Faraj. Very simplest.
Very simple. Yeah, very simple. So once those who say that, okay, what kind of du'as and prayers should we recite and should we do? This is the simplest one.
Yeah.
After Fajr prayers, just 100 times, say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal faraj. So this is one simple way. And then it has been narrated from Shaykh al-Baha'i that after Fajr prayer, morning prayer, say that 7 times, Ya Rabbi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal faraj Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. 7 times. These are simplest forms of du'as that we need to know. Again, there are some famous du'as that we have learned again from Ahlul Bayt, from the infallible imams. One is du'a al-Nudbah.
Yeah.
We said that we need to remember Imam. We need to love Imam as a duty. We need to revive this sense of remembrance and also to a sort a sense of grief.
When we are distant
from him. So all of these points have been mentioned in du'a al-Nudbah. So when in the morning of Fridays we stand and we recite these du'as, and also in different Eids, like Eid of Fitr and Eid of Adha and also Eid al-Ghadir, and if we know Jummah is one of the Eids, we have altogether four Eids, we can recite this du'a. And fortunately, all of these points that we have talked about already are mentioned in this beautiful du'a al-Nudbah.
Yeah.
The next du'a that we can recite is du'a al-Ahd. Du'a al-Ahd is available also in Mafatih al-Jannah, and all the brothers and sisters who have access to Mafatih al-Jannah can find it there. And it is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It is very beautiful that every person who recites this du'a al-Ahd 40 mornings, 40 times after
morning Fajr prayers.
Even if he dies before the advent of Imam, he will be resurrected at the time of arrival and
so
advent, at the time of appearance of Imam alayhi salam. So these are the famous recommended du'as that we have received from and we have learned from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Oh, very nice list of du'as. And this gives a kind of hope that even if Imam is not coming in my lifetime, but I am performing these du'as, I'm being guaranteed that you will be revived again to be among the soldiers of Imam. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us.
Thank you so much,
dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have missed any of our sessions, you can go to parstoday.com, Call of Islam, and then to the list of programs. And in the list of programs, you'll get an archive of all the programs of IRIB English Radio. Don't miss any sessions. Thank you so much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Where is the rising sun? Where is the spring?